biggest begida which Yidden can have against the Ribbono Shel Olam
is this inyan of Nitna Roish v'Neshuvo Mitzrayimo, that let us depart from the Ribbono Shel Olam. That is just like the biggest begida a kala could have against her chosen. Is this inyan that she's boyed boy and she's boyed against him, she rebels against him. So too, the biggest inyan, the biggest begida against Ribbono Shel Olam, it was hukshaloi, masha omer nitna roish lifresh mimenu. What was the shayrish of the eagle? The eagle was biggest begid in Ribbono Shel Olam. They're taking, they're changing in the Ribbono Shel Olam kevayachol for a new God kevayachol. So that was hukshaloi. Mashalmu nitrosh lifresh mimenu. Kiyom shasu ba'isa eagle. Pasuk ches. Ba'isa he at that time hivdil Hashem as shevet Halevi. Hashem set apart the shevet of Levi. To carry the honor of the Bris Ribbono Shel Olam, Lamoid, to stand lifnei Hashem l'shorisa, before Hashem to be mishoris him, l'vorich b'shmoy, and to bench with his name, ada yoy mazeh, until this day. So Rashi, ba'esa hi, hivdil Hashem v'goymer, at that time Hashem was mavdil v'goymer, musav le'inyan arishin, this refers back to the original topic, which we were discussing early in this pasuk, which is the chet ha'egel, not to the Misa of Aaron. Ba'esahi, at that time, B'shana Rishayin L'tzeizchum Mitzrayim, in the first year since you left Mitzrayim, but to Isim Be'egel, when you made a toast with the Egel, B'nei Levi Leito, but the B'nei Levi did not make that toast. Hivdilam Amokayim Mikem, the Ribbono Shel Olam set them apart from you, V'samach Mikrezeh, L'chazoros B'nei Yaakon. And this pasuk, the pasuk puts this together with them they're retreating to B'nei Yaakon, learning to say, Sha'af Bazu, that in this instance, meaning in their retreating back to Bnei Yaakon, Leitoba Bnei Levi, that Bnei Levi also did not make a mistake in that. Ela Omdu Bemunusam, but they stayed and they blibed in the original Amuna. That's Bnei Levi. And as we mentioned other times, that Bnei Levi nowadays are not only Dafka Bnei Levi, the Rambam says. It says, Kol Mishanot Veruchoy, anybody that's not, and has Nadivas Aruach, and wants to be from Shevet Levi, which is the Shevet of Bnei Torah, it's beyond the lasses. The Bati Midrashim are open. All he has to do is rotzain and be a masmid and sit down and sit and learn the Ribbono Shel Olam's Torah. Ki korei ve'lecha dav ma'oid b'ficho v'lvavcha la'soysoi. Losei says aroin to carry the oran alavim. This refers to the levim. Lamoid lifnei Hashem l'shorosei l'vorek b'shmoy to stand before the Ribbono Shel Olam to mishoros him and to bench him with his name. Ha'keihanim. This refers to the keihanim v'hunasiyas kapayim. This is a reference to the Nesis Kapayim, which is the Birkas Koyanim. It literally means raising of their palms, which means the Nesis Kapayim. The Gemara in Eirchin, Daf, Yud Aleph Amud Aleph says, to bench his name refers to the Birkas Koyanim, because the Pasuk says, V'samu esbini as Shmi al Bnei Yisrael, v'ani avorchim. So the Koyin benches Klal Yisrael with his hands when they're upraised. Like Rashi says in Vayikra, Tes Chav Beis, and see Rashi over the Dibra Masal Vayivorchim. Pasuk Tes Al Kain. Therefore, Loihoya LeLevi Chelik VeNachlo Im Echov. Levi did not have a chelik and a heritage, a shear and a heritage with his brothers. Hashem Hu Nachalose. Hashem is his heritage. Kasher Dibra Hashem Elikecho Loi. As Hashem Elikecho, your God had spoken of him. Zok Rashi Al Kain Loihoya LeLevi Chelik. Because they were set apart for the mizvoidim of mizbeach, they're not free lachrish v'lizroya to plow and to sow. Hashem hu nachalose, Hashem is their heritage. Noitel pras mizumon. Levi takes a prepared portion mibeis hamelech, from the house of the king. Pasuk Yud. And as for me, Moshe Rabbeinu says, I stood on the mountain, as on the first days, 40 days and 40 nights. And Hashem listened to me this time as well. And Hashem did not wish to destroy you. Zotrashi. And as for me, I stood on the mountain to receive the later luchos. And since Moshe Rabbeinu did not explicitly say before, how long he stood on the mountain, on this last going up, this last descent, but he went back and he began with it. Kayam Arishayim, as on the first days, Shaluchos Arishayim, Arishayim, on the first Luchos, Mahim Beratzin, just as those were Beratzin, the Ribbono Shel Olam was Beratzin toward Klal Yisrael in the first 40 days, Af Eilu Beratzin, so too these 40 days were Beratzin, Avalim Tzayim, but the middle 40 days, Shamadati Sham L'Spal Aleichem, which I stood there to daven for you, Hoyu Bakas, they were at a time when the Ribbono Shel Olam was angry at Klal Yisrael. L'Shtet N'Seder Olam. And see Rashi before Vesnapal Hashem Karishaino in Perek Tes Pasuk Yud Ches. Pasuk Yud Aleph. Vayomer Hashem Elai, Hashem said to me, Kum Leich Lemasa Lefnei Ha'om. Arise, go on the journey before the people. Vayavo Vayirshu Es Ha'oretz. Let them come and take possession of the land that I swore to their avos to give them. Hashem said to me, although you turned away from the Ribbono Shel Olam, to Yisim be'egel, you would tell be'egel. Amar li, the Ribbono Shel Olam said to me, Leich necheyes ha'am v'goymer, go lead the people v'goymer. Pasuk Yud Aleph, and that brings us up to Chamishi. Pasuk Yud Beis by Chamishi V'Ata Yisrael Mo Hashem Elikecha Shoyel Mimoch. And now Yisrael, what does Hashem Elikecha ask for you? Ask of you. Ki im liyiru es Hashem Elikecha. But to fear Hashem Elikecha, l'leches b'chol derochav, to go in all His ways, u'la'ahav o'isa, and to love Him. And to serve Hashem Elokecha with all your heart and with all your soul. So, Rashi V'Ata Yisrael, Afal Pisha Sisim Kol Zois, even though you've done all this, Oidenu Rachma V'Chibosei Aleichem, the Ribbono Shel Olam's compassion, the Ribbono Shel Olam's affection are still upon you. Mikol Ma Shechatasim, Lefanov, and all that you have sinned before him, Eina Yishoyel Mikem, he doesn't ask of you, Kim Liyiro V'goyimer, but to fear him. Because according to the Pashup Pshat, what does it mean, what does Hashem Elikech ask for you but to fear? Implies that by rights, he could ask for much more to you, stating their aim. But he doesn't. Kim Liyiro, Rabbi Senu Darshu Mikan, and Chazal learn from here, Akoil B'day Shemayim, Chutz Mira Shemayim. That everything is B'day Shemayim, besides Yira Shemayim. Akoil B'day Shemayim, Chutz Mira Shemayim. Everything is B'day Shemayim besides Yirah Shemayim. What's the main thus? As I say in the Gemara in Brachos, Taflam and Gimel Amid Beis. So what does it mean, Kiyim Liyirah, according to the Medrash? That there's nothing else that the Ribbono Shel Olam can ask from you, because nothing else is in B'yodei of a person, because it's all in the hands of Ribbono Shel Olam. Kol B'day Shemayim Chutz B'Yirah Shemayim says, since Yirah Shemayim is B'day Adam, Memele Ribbono Shel Olam could ask it from you. Pshat is Avada, everything that happens to a person is determined by the Ribbono Shel Olam. A person can only decide whether he wishes to recognize Hashem's presence and to submit himself to the Ribbono Shel Olam's ratzon or not. That is the extent of his bechira. As I said in Rashi in Brachos, Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, Tiyeh Maschal Keil Bidei Shemayim Chutz Mira Shemayim Ayin Shom. Pasuk Yud Gimel Lishmor Es Mitzvos Hashem Veschukos Avasher Anoichim Mitzavecha Ayoyim, to keep the mitzvahs of the Ribbono Shel Olam and His chukim which I command you today. L'toiv loch, for your benefit. It's not for your Ribbono Shel Olam's benefit, it's for your benefit. Rashi, lishma is a mitzvah Hashem, va'afi lo lechinam, and this too is not without compensation. Elo l'toiv loch, it's for your benefit. Shetekablu schar, that you will receive schar. Pasuk Yudalid, hein la'Hashem alikecho ha'shamayim u'shmei ha'shamayim, behold, to Hashem alikecho are the heavens and the highest heavens. Ha'oretz v'chol asher bo, the earth and everything that is in it. Pasuk Tezvav, Rak Bavisecho, Choshek Hashem, Li Ahava Oisom. Only your avos did Hashem cherish to love them. Vayivcher Bezara Machareim, and He chose their offspring after them. Bochem, you, Mikol Ha'amim, from among all the nations, among all the peoples. Kayoim Hazeh, as this day, Dr. Ashi. Hein l'Hashem l'kecha, behold, Hashem l'kecha, keil is everything. V'afal pichein, and nevertheless, rak by v'secha choshek Hashem, only your avos did Hashem cherish, min ha'keil more than everything else, u'bezarim, and their offspring, But me, who is that? Bachem, you. Kimoisha atem roim, as you see atem chashukim, that you're so cherished. Mikola amim ayoyim ezefer, among all the people this day. Pasuk tezayin, umaltem es orlas levavchem, you shall cut away. The orlas levavchem means the barrier of your heart. Va'or pechem leisakshu oid, and no longer stiffen your neck. It's like Rashi, orlas levavchem, the barrier of your heart. This means oitem levavchem, the blocking of your heart, v'chisuyev, and its covering. Orla we usually know is the foreskin. That's that. But over here, it doesn't mean that over here. It means the pash, this means like the pashup shot means blockage or barrier. So the pasuk means over here for a person to horror, to do evil, to do bad, which blocks his heart from being directed towards Ribbono Shel Olam. Pasuk Yudzayin, Ki Hashem Elokeichem Hu Elokeinu Elokim V'Adoneinu Adonim, for Hashem Elokecha, He is the God of powers, of the powers, and the master over all master, the Lord over all lords. Hakeil Hagadol Hagibor V'Anoiro, He's the great, mighty, and awesome one. Asher lo yisafanim, who does not show favor, v'lo yikach sheicha, and does not take a bribe. Zagrashi v'adoineho adoinim, and the Lord of the Lords, lo yuchal shum adoin, no Lord at all will be able, ahatzel eschem yodah, to save him from his hand, save you from his hand. Lo yisafanim, who does not show favor, im tifriku ulay, even if you break loose from his yoke, v'lo yikach sheicha, and he doesn't take a bribe, l'faisi b'mamah, to appease him with money. Now, if Chazal say, if the Moshe Rabbeinu over here with the Askam of the Nibbanish, and the Nibbanish did not tell Moshe Rabbeinu to write these words in the Torah, so Gemara says we would never be able to say these, okay, like Adoy, like Yibor, and Oiro in davening. What's the pshat? Because it, only a person, it says, Mi Yamal Gvur is Hashem Yashmea Kol Tehillah. So only someone that could be, that could express all the Tehillahs of the Nibbanish has a right to be Mashmea Gvur is Hashem, but we don't. No Bas of Adam could do it. So therefore, Ba'etzim, we should not be able to say a Kail. But Lamaisa, since the Baruch Shalom over here told Moshe Rabbeinu to write it, okay, Lagadoy Lagibor V'Anoiro, in the Torah, Semelo, the Anshe Knesset Lagadoy, Masakin and Tefillah. But Lulei Zeh would be us for us to say, Pasuk Yud Ches, Oisem Mishpat, who carries out the judgment, Yosem Yalmano, of an orphan and of a widow, V'Oyev Ger, and he loves a Ger, Losis Le Lechem V'Simla, to give him bread and a garment. Drashi Oisim Mishpat Yosem Yalman, who carries out the judgment of an orphan and a widow, Erei Gvura, we see now the mention of the Ribbono Shel Olam's might. Veitzel Gvurasei, and the next to his might, Ata Moitzian Vesanusa, you find his humility. Voyev Ger Loses Leilechem Vesimla, and he loves the Ger to give him bread and a garment. Vedavar Chashav Huzen, this is a matter of significance. Shekol Atzmai Shel Yaakov Avinu Alzei Spalil, because Yaakov Avinu Davin for this. With, and nothing more, for his entire being of Yaakov Avinu was to daven for this, and nishn meh from them, v'nosan li lechem lechoil, u'beged lilboish, and he says, and he'll give me bread to eat, and clothes to wear, dos is vosich daf, Yaakov Avinu ishtam yoshev oylim, but all he needs is nosan li lechem lechoil, u'beged lilboish, and lamo zitzin al launin, Esav is a yish yedei etzayid, ish soda, ish bottle, is the chamensh, was geit arois, in the fields, but Yaakov is a Yaakov ish tam, is a Yaakov tmimaya. The pshat is as a mensch, which is a tamim, with tmimus. But all he wants is nosan li lechem lechol veged lilvoish. Pasuk yutes va'ahavtem es ager, you shall love the ger ki gerim ayisem beretz Mitzrayim, because you were strangers in the land of Mitzrayim. It's like Rashi ki gerim ayisem mumshe bacha, a mum, an imperfection that exists in you. Al toim el chaverich, do not say to your friend. You're not to taunt another person with a flaw that you share in common with him. Zayshtet in Gemara above Metzia, Dafnatesam beis. What does it mean kiger mayisem? It's not a reason to feel ahava towards a stranger. It means to tell you that you should not verbally start attacking this stranger, because then you're going to be'etzem be attacking yourselves and disparaging yourself and putting yourself down. Because be'etzem geir mayisem be'etz Mitzrayim. You're going to really, if you're not going to be a vahafta mesager, and you're going to make fun of him, then be'etzin, you're just making fun of yourself. Why? Ki gerim ha'yisim be'etz Mitzrayim. Because you yourself are gerim in Eretz Mitzrayim. Pasuk, Chof es Hashem alikecho tiro. Hashem alikecho you shall fear. Oysa yisavoid. Him you shall serve. Uvoisid bok. And to him you shall cleave. Uvishmoit yishaveyam. With his name shall you swear. So Dr. Ashi says, Hashem lekecha tira, Hashem lekecha, you shall fear, v'savid loy, and serve him. V'sidbak boy, and cleave to him. V'la'achar shiyu b'chol kol ha-midos alalo, and after all these midos will be found in you, then oz, then b'shmaiti shaveya, his name, with his name you shall swear. So it's in Tanchuma. Meaning it's not a chiv to swear in Hashem's name. It means that if a person has be'etzim, is sufficient in his Yerushamayim, that he may swear in Ribbono Shel Olam's name. It doesn't mean it's a chiv to swear. Pasuk Chof Aleph, Hu Sihi Loscha, he is your praise, Vehu Elikecha, and he is your God. Asher Osa Itcha Es HaGadoyelos V'Saneiroyu Se'ele, Asher Ro'ei Necho, who did for you these great and these awesome things that your eyes saw. Your eyes saw it themselves. Pasuk Chof Beis, and with that we complete Kapitel Yud. B'Shivim Nefesh Yordu Avisecha Mitzrayim, with 70 Nefesh, 70 souls, did your ancestors descend to Mitzrayim. V'ata, and now Samcha Hashem Lekecha has made you kechoichvei Hashemayim leroiv, as like the stars of the heavens for abundance. See how much you've multiplied. Pasuk Perek Yud Aleph Pasuk Aleph. V'yohaftas Hashem Lekecha, you shall love Hashem Lekecha v'shamarta mishmarta v'chukoisav u'mishpata v'umitzvoisav kol hayomim, and you have to be shomer, observe the mish. The safeguard, the Ribbono Shel Olam's charge, his chukim, his mishpatim, and his mitzvahs, kol hayomim. Pasuk Yud Beis, all the days, what does it mean? Pasuk Beis, v'yidatem hayoim, you should know today, ki lo yes b'neichem, for it is not your children, asher lo yadu, who did not know, v'asher lo yirou, and who did not see, es musar Hashem lekeichem, the musar of Hashem Elekechem, as Godly is greatness, as Yodaya Chazaka is strong hand, Zroya Anatuya, and his outstretched arm. So, Krash, if you should know today, Tanu Lev, be attentive, focus your heart, Ladas, to know, Lahovin, and to understand, Ulakabel, and to accept, Techachti, my rebuke, my Musr. Kiloyas Benechem is not with your children, Ani Medaber Achshav, that I speak now, Sheyuchlu Loimer, who were able to say, they would be able to say, Anu lo yadanu, we did not know, v'lo re'inu, we did not see, b'chol zeh, all of this, nein, it's with you, I'm talking to. Pasuk Gimel, v'esay soyisov, his signs, v'yes ma'asov, and his actions, his deeds, asher osa b'soich Mitzrayim, that he performed in the midst of Mitzrayim, l'faroi, to Paroi Melech Mitzrayim, the king of Mitzrayim, Ulchol Arzay, and to all his land, Pasuk Dalid Vasher also Lechel Mitzrayim, and what he did to the army of Mitzrayim, Lesusav, to its horses, Ulrichboy, and its riders, Asher Hetzif Esmei Yamsuf Al Peneim, that he swept, over whom he swept the waters of the Yamsuf, Berot Famacherechem, when they pursued you, Vayaabdeim Hashem ad hayoyim azeh, and Hashem caused them to perish until this day. Pasuk Hei, Vasher osa lochem b'midbor, and what he did for you in the midbor, ad boyachem ad amokim azeh, until you came to this place. Pasuk Vav, Vasher osa ledosan v'la'aviron b'nei Eliyav ben Ruvain, and what he did to Dosan and Aviram, the sons of Eliyav, the son of Ruvain. Asher potasa oretz es pio vativloim ve'es bateim ve'es ohaleim, when the earth opened its mouth wide and swallowed them, and their houses, their households, and their tents, ve'es kol ha'yakum asher b'ragleim, and all of their yakum, their sustenance, which was at their feet, bekerev kol Yisrael, in the midst of all of Klal Yisrael. Dr. Rashi, bekerev kol Yisrael, kol mokoim shahoya echad mem bayreach, wherever one of them would flee, ha'aretz nifkas mitachtov, the earth would split open beneath him velate and swallow him up. Elo div Reb Yehuda, azoi halt the helagatan Reb Yehuda. Omle Reb Nechemia, so Reb Nechemia said back to him, but like farnema, it already says, it says, vatiftach ha'aretz espi, the earth opened its mouth, veloi piyuse, and not its mouths, loshen rabim, it says vatiftach ha'aretz espi ho, not piyuse ho, Amar Lois, Reb Yehuda said back to him, Amo ani makayim, so what are we going to do with Kerev Kol Yisrael, with the pasuk that says, Kerev Kol Yisrael, what does that refer to? Amar Lois, Reb Nechemia said to Reb Yehuda, Shenasis ha'aretz midroich, midroin, kimashpech, it means that the ground became inclined like a funnel, v'chal mokim shoya echad mehem, wherever one of them would be, He would be keep on rolling until the place of the splitting open of the earth, which was a murder ganez. And all the sustenance which was at their feet. This refers to a person's property, which stands him on his feet. What stands a person on his feet? That refers to the mamoin, the mamoin shaladam, the money of a person, a person's property. Pasuk Zayin ki einechem arayis is kol maaseh Hashem agadol asher osa. Rather, it is in your eyes. It is your eyes that see all the great work of Hashem which He did. So Drashi ki einechem arayis Musa val mikra amr lamayla. This refers back to the pasuk said before. Ki loy as beneichem asher layado v'goyim. It's not with your children who did not know. Ki mimochem, or rather with you. Asher einechem arayis v'goyim, whose eyes see v'goyim. So you shall keep all the mitzvahs that I command you today, so that you will be strong, and you will come, and you will take possession of the land to which you are crossing to take possession of it. Pasuk Tez, which brings us up to Shishi. And that you shall prolong your days on the land that Hashem swore to your avos to give them and to their zera, their offspring. Eretz zovas cholov udvosh. It's a land flowing with milk and honey. Pasuk Yud, which is by Shishi, ki aretz asherata voshama, for the land to which you come to Lurish to take possession of. Of it, like Eretz Mitzrayim, it's not like the land of Mitzrayim. Asher Yitzasa Misham, from which you left. Asher Tizra Ezaracho, where in Mitzrayim you would plant your seed, Veshkisa Baraglocha, and water it by your foot, Kigan Hayorok, like a vegetable garden. Vos Meintos. Zok Rashi, like Eretz Mitzrayim. Elotoyva, amen. Rather, it's better than Mitzrayim. Venemrav Tochazul Yisrael, this promise was set to Klal Yisrael, be it Tziyazim in Mitzrayim when they left Mitzrayim. Shayyim, they were saying, Shem alay Navi, maybe perhaps he won't come. El Eretz Toiv v'yafakazu, to a land which is good and so lovely as this one. Yachol, a person might be able to think, Begnusa calls him a daber. The pasuk is talking about the gnus of Eretz Yisrael. Kach amar lehem, and accordingly Moshe Rabbeinu said to them, Loik Eretz Mitzrayim, it's not like the land of Mitzrayim. El Eroim, and if I get Eretz Yisrael is worse than that. Talmud Loim, Torah says, No, v'chevrin sheva shonim nivnas lefnei v'goyimer. Chevrin had been 7 years, built 7 years before Tzoyon Mitzrayim. Adam Echad Bonon, the same person built both Chevron and Tzoyon. Chom Bono Tzoyon LeMitzrayim Benoy. Chom, the son of Noach, built Tzoyon for his son Mitzrayim, VeChevron LeKanaan, and Chevron for his son Kanaan. Derech Eretz, the way the world is, Adam Boine es Hanoe V'Achakach Boine es Hagerua. First the person builds something which is the nicest, and then afterwards he builds the inferior quality city. Because the waste material, meaning whatever's left over from the first binyan, who knows him ashenis, he puts into the second less quality, more inferior building. And furthermore, in every case, the thing that which is more dear comes first. So you've learned over here, the chevron is more beautiful than Tzoyon, because it was built first. In Egypt, Mitzrayim is the most excellent of all lands other than the land of Eretz Yisrael. Because it says, Kigan Hashem, Keretz Mitzrayim, like the garden of Hashem, like the land of Egypt. V'tzoyan Shevach Mitzrayim, and Tzoyan is the most excellent part of Mitzrayim. Shoyis Makoy Malchus, so it was the location of royalty. Shekhen Weimer is, it says over there, Kihayu B'tzoyan Sarov, for his ministers were in Tzoyan. The Chevron Psalta Shal Eretz Yisrael, and Chevron Melo is the most inferior part of Eretz Yisrael. Look, because there's so much mountains over there and hills. L'kachik Tzu, look for his mason, that's why they set it apart for people to be buried over there. The afal pichen, and nonetheless, he yafim mitzayin. It's more beautiful than Tzoyon. Ubiksubis, and the Gemara in Ksubis, on the kofit beizam and aleph, darshu ben yinach, the Gemara darshan's a different oifen. Efshar adam boyin abayis levnoya katan, is it possible that a person would build a house for his younger son, v'achar kach levnoya gadol, and afterwards for his older son? Eloshe mevuna alechad mishiva betzayin. Rather, Chevroin was more fertile 7 times in comparison to Tzoyon, the Gemara says. So, Pshat is it was a much more fertile land. And it's a more desirable country than the land of Egypt, Bechlal. So Rashi Vaita, Asher Yitzasim Yisham, from which you left, Afilu Eretz Ramses, even the land of Ramses, Asher Yishavtam, in which you dwelled, V'himemetav Eretz Mitzrayim, in the best part of the land of Mitzrayim. Shemar, it says, V'himemetav Eretz V'goyim, in the best part of the land, in the land of Ramses, Afi Einak Eretz Yisrael, even that is not like the land of Eretz Yisrael. V'shkisa Baraglecha, and water it by your foot, Eretz Mitzrayim, Hoysetzricha, Lahavi Mayim, in Yilz Baraglecha, in Mitzrayim, you had to bring water from the Nilus by your foot, and to irrigate it. You have to wake up from your slumber and your toil. You got to go to work. And that which was in a low part, since water naturally gravitates to the lowest level, that's the one that drinks. Something that's in a high land doesn't get enough water. And you have to bring the water up from the low to the high. But this land, it says over here, Limtar Shemayim Tish Demayim, by the rain of the Shemayim of the heavens, it drinks water. At the Yashan Al Mitascha, you could sleep in your bed. The Akadish Boruchu Mashke Nomuch Vegavayim. Boynish Nom will do the job. He's going to turn on the water faucet. He's going to water the low and the high parts of the land. Golui Vishaina Golui, that which is open, that which is not open. Ke'echas, the Mamshan takes care of it as one, together. The Mamshan takes good care of it. Even though there are places which access is difficult because they're surrounded by mountains, it is in these places Rashi calls that's what, which means it's not in a bagoli, it's not in the open. Because in Mitzrayim, such places, they would not be cultivated. Why? Because it was very difficult to bring water to these places. But in Eretz Yisrael, even these places would be cultivated. What's the pshat? Because they were watered by the Hashem's rain. So it was pasha. That's the pshat. Limtar Shemayim Tish Tamayim. By the rains of the heavens, it drinks water. That the Mishnah is Ata Yashin Al Mitasa. You just go to sleep. The Kadosh Baruch Hu Mashke Namuch VeGavoya Goli V'Sheina Goli Ka'achas. The Mishnah will already take care of you. That's the Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Asher Eni Hashem Lakecha Bo Mireishis Shon Adach Rishon. The Mishnah will see the Shchinta Begoli, the Shchina Begoli in Eretz Yisrael. You could be Margish it. Anybody that lives in Eretz Yisrael knows that. Adiyah Mazeh. You could be Margish the Shchina over there. Obviously, if you're in touch in the Ruchni, you stick away. You're supposed to be not the Perka oil. Obviously, that the Bani Shalom is at the Yashan Mitascha, the Kaddish Baruch, Mashke, Nomach, Vikavoya, Golu, Shen, and Golu. Don't worry about it. Not like Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim, you got to work. Higana Yarek, like a vegetable garden, Shein Dailoi, Big Sham, for watering by rain is not enough for it. Umashke, Naisa, Beregel, or Bekosav, and they would water it by foot and shoulder, meaning they would carry the water in containers on their shoulders and by foot. Pasuk, Yurali, Vyoritz, Ashatem, Oivim, Sham, Larishto. But the land to which you cross over there to take possession of it, Eretz Horim Uvakoyos, it is a land of mountains and of valleys. Limtara Shamayim, by the rain of the heavens, Tishdemayim, it drinks water. So Drashi, Eretz Horim Uvakoyos, it's a land of mountains and valleys. Meshubach Hahorim and Amishra, the mountain is superior to the plain. Shamishra, Beveis Kor Atazerea Kor, in a base Kor, you would sow a core of seed. Avalahor, but on the mountain, Beveis Karmi Menu, on the base core of it, Chameshes Karin, you would sow five core. Arbo me arbo shipuya, four on its four slopes, Vechabiresh, and one on its top. Uvakoya is in valleys, Hain Misha, these are the plains. Pasuk Yud Beis, Eretz Asher Hashem Elikecha, Dairish Oiso, it's a land that Hashem Elikecha seeks out. Tamid Ein Hashem Elikecha Bo, the eyes of Hashem Elikecha are always upon it. Meiresh is Hashana, from the beginning of the year, Ve'ad Achris Shana, to the year's end. Nochemold, it's a land that Hashem Elikecha seeks out. The eyes of Hashem Elikecha are always upon it, from the beginning of the year to the year, the end of the year. Zok Rashi, Asher Hashem Elikecha Dorish Asah, a land that Hashem Elikecha seeks out. Ve'aloi kol ha'rotzis hu Dorish, but doesn't he seek out all lands? Shenemret says, Lahamtir al Eretz lo yish. Shteit apasik in Iyuv, Lamedches, Chavov. Meaning, the pasuk over there attributes the rain even of uninhabited lands directly to Ribbono Shel Olam. So the pasuk says over there, Lahamtir al Eretz Le'ish, to bring rain upon a land where there is no man. So Avad Ribbono Shel Olam has Ashkocha, and he's Dairish, and he seeks out all lands. Elo Kiveyachol, it means over here, Ein Dairish Elo Yisa, he seeks out nothing but it. And through that seeking out which he seeks it out, Dairish is called Aratz Yisima, he seeks out all the other lands along with it. What does that mean? That the Iker is the Eretz Yisrael, and everything else comes as the Tafel afterwards. Tamid Eini Hashem Lekecha Bo, the eyes of Hashem Lekecha are always upon it. Liro is Mahitzricha. to see what it needs. Ulachadish b'gzeiris, and to introduce these gzeiris, decrees upon it. Itim l'toiva, sometimes for good. Itim l'rava chule, sometimes for bad. Like the Mara says in Rosh Hashanah, the Isa Rosh Hashanah, daf yudzayin amud beis. Mereishis Hashanah, the beginning of the year. Mereish Hashanah means from Rosh Hashanah, nidan, it is judged, ma yebesef, regarding what would be at the end of the year. Pasuk Yud Gimel, v'hayim shamayat yishmo el mitzvah yisai. And if it will be that if listening, you will listen to my mitzvahs. Asher anoichi mitzvah eschem ayoyim, that I command you today. La'ahavo es Hashem likeichem, to love Hashem likeichem, li'ovde b'chol avavchem, and to serve him with all your heart, v'chol nafshechem, with all your soul. So Rashi, v'hayim shemoya, v'hayim musav al amr l'mayla. The word v'hayim refers back to which, what was stated before. Limtar shemayim tishtemayim, by the rain of the heavens it drinks water. Im shemoya tishmu, and if listening you will listen. Nasati mitar atzchem, then I will provide rain for your land. Im lav, but if not, then va'otzer es hashemayim, then the Rebbeinu Shem is going to restrain the mishemayim, and it's not going to provide water for you. V'hayim shemaya tishmu, and it will be that if listening you will listen. Im shemaya b'yashan, if you will be listening to the old, tishmu b'chadash, you will listen to the new. V'chein, and similarly we see it says in shachoyach tishkach, if forgetting you will forget. Im ischalta lishkoyach, if you have begun to forget, meaning you've been negligent in reviewing this that you have learned, seifcha, your end will be shetishkach kula, you're going to forget it all. Shkein ksib in Megillas Chasidim, because it's taka written in Megillas Chasidim. This is an ancient work that is even before the Gemara, predates the Gemara Talmud Bavli, and could have been even written in the times of the biblical times. We don't know, it's not extant anymore, this document, but it once existed. It was state, Shekeng Siv Megillas Chasidim, it says, Im Tazveni Yoim, if you abandon me for a day, Yoimayim Ezveka, for 2 days I will abandon you. So state, Yoyayin Yushalim Sifri, Memches, and Yushalim Yim Brochus, Tes, hey. That they should be as new to you, as if you heard them on that day. To love Hashem, that you should not say, behold, he says, I'm going to learn, that I'll be rich, that I'll be called a rav, a rabbi, I'll receive reward for studying, for learning Torah. Ella, don't say that. Whatever you do out of love. The seifa covered lovey, and the honor is all at the end. You'll get the honor. Zeishtet in Gemara Tainus, in Zeishtet in Sifri, in Gemara Nedarim, Samach Beizam Aleph. The seifa covered lovey. Do it l'shem Shemayim me'ava. That's what the pshat is. V'im Shemayim Tishmu le'ava es Hashem. Le'avde b'chol levavchem, and to serve him with all your heart. Avoid the shibaleiv. This refers to avoid which is in the heart. V'zui tefila. That's what's that? That's tefila. The Gemara says in Tainus, Daf Beizam Aleph. Shatfila kriya avoida, because tefillah is called avoida. Shenemar elohach the ant polach le besedira, your God who you constantly serve. V'chiyesh pulchan bebavel, now is there a temple service in Babylonia? El al shayim espalod, it was said because Daniel, it was said to Daniel because he would daven. Shenemar state v'chavin pesichon le v'goymer, and he had windows open in his upper story in the direction of Yerushalayim. 3 times a day, it says he would kneel on his knees and daven and give thanks before Hashem. Ayin Daniel vav yud aleph v'chein b'David Weimer, and similarly it says by David tikoin tefilasi keteris lefanecha, may my tefillah be as pleasing as keteris before you, Ribbono Shel Olam. V'chol avavchem v'chol nafshechem, with all your heart and with all your soul. V'aloi kfar his ear, but the psukim already didn't they caution us? V'chol avavchem v'chol nafshechem, with all your heart and with all your soul. El azor liyachid, there's a warning for a yachid. Azara letzibur, and a warning for the public, for the tzibur. Pasuk yudalid v'nosati mitar artzachem be'itoy yoyre u'malkish. The Rebbeinu Shem says, I will give the rain of your land in its time, the early rain and the late rain. V'yasafto diganecha, and you shall bring in your grain. V'siroishcha, your wine. V'yitzarecha, and your oil. V'lakdrashim nosati mitar artzachem, then I shall provide the rain of your land. Asise masha aleichem, once you have done which is incumbent upon you, what you have to do is, once you do that, afani ese masha alei, I too will do what is incumbent upon me. Beita in its time, baleilos at night, shalei atrichu etzchem, that it should not cause you annoyance. Davar acher beita, what does it mean? Baleil shabbosos, these means on Shabbos nights, shakil mitzvim bebetayim, because everybody's found in their homes then, state in Teres Koyanim. It means the time, it doesn't mean the season, it means the time of the day when everybody's home, so it's not going to cause any annoyance to any people. Yoyre, the early rain, he revia, this is the fertilizing rain, hanefeles la'achar azriya, which falls after the sowing, shemar vesa'aretz, which quenches the land, vesazroyim, and the seeds. Malkoish, what's meant? Malkoish. First of all, what is Yoyre? Yoyre is related to the shoyrish rove, to quench. The first rain quenches land, in that it drenches the land and the seeds after the dryness of the summer, because the summer dries everything up. Then the first rain quenches the land, meaning it's so thirsty, the land and the seeds, after the dryness of the summer. That's Mar Vesa'aretz Vesazroyim. Malkoish, the late rain, Revia, the fertilizing rain, Hayeredes, which descends, Samach Lakotzer, immediately before the harvest, L'maloy Satfua Bakasheho, to fill out the grain in its stalks. Sokta Gemara, in Tainas the Vavav Vavmer Aleph, the word Malkish, it comes from the word Lamalis Bikasheho. It's a contraction of those two words, Lamalis Bikasheho, which means to fill out the grain in its stalks. Veloshain Malkish Dover Hamaucha. The word, the meaning of Malkish is, it means that which is late. The Targum Ungla says, Atufim, the late-bearing ones went to Lavan, as Lakishai, which is related to the word Malkish. Malkish. In Chumash, Bereshis, Paraglamet, Pasuk Membeis, Rashi Dibra Masl Uba Ha'atif. Dover Acher, another Pshat, Lakach Nikr Malkish, that's why the rain which precedes the harvest is called Malkish. Sheyerid al Malilois, because it descends upon the ripe ears of the grain, Valakashin, and upon the stalks. So meaning this is unlike the rain in the earlier part of the winter, which goes down on the stalks alone, but not upon the ripe ears. According to this Pshat, Malkish is in a contraction of the word Kash and Melilo. So it could either come from the word Lamalis Bikasheho, or from Kash Melilo, different Pshat in the Gemara and Tainas. V'yasafta degonecha, and you shall bring in your grain. Ata teyosva elabayis, you shall bring it into the house. V'loyei vecha, not your enemies. Like the Indian which has been said, im etein as degonech, oid machal yoyvayach, v'goymer, will not again give your grain as food for your enemies. Ki me'asvav yoychlu, for those who bring it in shall eat it. There's stated in Yeshaya, samach beis, pasuk ches, and pasuk tes. V'loike inyan shenemar, and not like the matter which is said, v'hoyim zora yisrael, v'olam midyan v'amolik v'goymer, would be, that if klai yisrael would sow, midyan would rise, and Amalek v'chulei, as they state in Shaeftim, Perek Vav, Pasuk Gimel and Dalit. The Pasuk over there continues, and it says, and the children of the east would rise up against them, and they want to camp against them, and destroy the produce of the land. So not like that. Pasuk Tezvav, and Asati Esev, B'sodach Alivim Techo, I shall provide grass in your field for your animal. V'yachalta v'savota, and you will eat, and you will be satisfied. Hishamru lachem, beware for yourselves. Pen yiftalavavchem, lest your heart be seduced. Vasartem, and you will turn vavadatem. Elohim acherim, vishtachavisem lahem, and you will turn astray, and you will serve gods of others, and prostrate yourselves to them. Elohim acherim means gods of others, not other gods, because there are no other gods. Lamazanashi, those like Rashi, venasati esev besodacha, I shall provide the grass in your field. So you do not need to lead your animal to the midbaryos to graze. The v'racher and other pshat shati agoizes for us. You will cut your crops, call you Isaac Shem, all through the rainy season. And cast them, throw them down before your animal. And you will withhold your hand from it. You will not cut your crops. For 30 days before the harvest. Yet your field will not decrease in its grain. Meaning the amount of grain it will yield will be as great as it would have been if you have not fed the livestock. V'chalta v'savoto, and you will eat and be satisfied. Erezu brocha cheres. This is a different brocha. Shatei brocha metzuya bepas. That there will be brocha found in bread. B'seicha me'ayim, while it's still inside the stomach. Meaning it will bring satisfaction to you. You will eat and you'll be satisfied. Beware for yourselves. Since you will be eating and you will be full, beware for yourselves. That you should not rebel. Do not literally kick, it means rebel against Ribbono Shel Olam. A person does not rebel against Hashem, except as a result of being sated. It says, Pen toichav asavata yirbiyun, lest you eat and be satisfied and your cattle and flock increase. Ma'u oimer achar, what does it say after that? V'ram livavecha v'shachachta, your heart will become haughty and you will forget Hashem alikecho. V'sar temen, you will turn away lifresh min ha-toira, by parting from the toira. V'mitoich kach, and as a result of that, v'avadatem alhim achayim, you will serve the gods of others, shakivin shadam perish min ha-toira, because once a person already departs from the toira, he goes and he attaches himself to idolatry. David HaMelech said, "Ki gershune ayoyim, they have driven me away. Today, meistapeach benachlas Hashem, from attaching myself to the chelik, the portion of Hashem. Leimar, saying, leich avoid v'goyimer, go worship other gods." So it's written in Shmuel Aleph, Perek, Chavov, Pasuk Yutes. Umi amar loikach, now who said this to him? Ella, what did David HaMelech mean? Kivan shani megoyrosh, once I've been driven away, milasik batayr, from engaging myself in oisik and tayro, hareini korov lavad elohim acherim, see now that I am near to worshipping the gods of others. Elohim acherim, shehim acherim loiv deyim, because they are other to those who worship them. Tzoyek elov, he cries out to the god, veino yineu, and the god doesn't answer him. Nimtza comes out, also like an achri, the god becomes himself as a stranger to him, meaning the person that worships it. He becomes such a stranger to them. That's why it's called Elecherim. Ma'aseh Rashi Shmois says a different pshat in what it means over there. It means the gods of others. It's a different pshat in Rashi in Shmois Chof. It's in Parashas Yisrei. Chof, Pasuk Gimel. And here Rashi's going with the other pshat. That's Mishnah Torah. So now we got two pshat in what Elohim Acherim means. Either means gods of others, or over here it means that he's Nasu Acherim Lo Yevdeyim. Shem Achim Lavdim. Pasuk Yud Zayin V'choraf Hashem Bochem V'otzares Hashemayim V'lo Yiyah Motor V'adam L'sitin Asivu Lo. Then the wrath of Hashem will blaze against you. He will restrain the heavens and there will be no rain and the ground will not yield its produce. V'avadetem Meheru, and you will perish quickly Me'ala Oretz HaToyva Asher Hashem Noisein Lachem, from the good land that Hashem gives you. Zok Rashi Asivu Lo, its produce Af Mashatomoy V'lo, even that which you transport to it, even the seed that you bring to sow it, Kenyan Shanema, like in the matter with which it said, Zeratim Arbei V'Havei Ma'ot, you have sown much but brought back little. Shteitin Chagai, Aleph, Pasuk, Vav, Ayin Shom. Zeratim Arbei, you have sown much, V'Havei Ma'ot, but you brought back little, Ayin Shom. Mevadetem Heiran, you will perish quickly, Akol Shari Yisurim, in addition to all the other sufferings. Agala Eschem, Agles, Hashem says, I will exile you, min adama, from the ground, shagarm lechem lachte, which caused you to sin. Mashal melech, this can be compared to a king, shashalach shalach benoy lebeis hamishtu, who sent his son to a place where there was a party. Vayoyishiv umefakte, before he went and he sat down and he instructed his son, al toichel yoyis mitzorkecha, do not eat more than your need. Shetavay noki leveischa, so that you will come home clean. Vayoyishkiacha ben ahu, the son did not pay heed to what his father told him. Ochel v'shasa yoyis mitzorki, he ate and drank more than it was his need. V'heki, and he vomited. V'tinev has called b'nei misiba, and he dirtied and soiled all those that were at the banquet. Natlu b'yod v'raglav, they took him by his hands and his feet. V'zarku achari paltra, and they threw him behind the palace. Mehera, quickly, eini noisin lechem arka, I will not give you arka, a reprieve. Meaning, Rebbeinu Shlom did not put Klal Yisrael into galus until they had behaved in this averidic manner for many, many generations. He explains in what sense Hashem punished them quickly. It doesn't mean that he would put them into galus immediately after the averi. Rather, what does it mean quickly implies they would give them no time beyond that time that the galus had been decreed for. That was it. And again, alternatively, another pshat that the galus bavel was a process that was carried out in stages that took many years. So Ashi explains what sense it means done quickly. Different pshatim over here. Here is quickly. Any nizim mechem arka. And if you will say v'aloi nitna arka l'dorim abel, but there was time given and a reprieve given to the dorim abel. Shenem it says v'ha'yu yom of mei v'esim shana. His day shall be 120 years. So why should Hashem be more strict with us than with them? Dorim Abel lo yoyelem b'mi lilmoy. The Torah says that the Dorim Abel did not have from who to learn. V'atem yesh lechem b'mi lilmoy. But you have from who to learn. Which is a merdik and musa. That if you have from who to learn from, so then there's no excuses. So nowadays it's Talmid Chacham. So zil gemar, go learn from them. So no, there's no excuses. Pasuk Yudches v'samtem es devorai eile. You shall place these words of mine alavavchem el nafshechem upon your heart and upon your soul. Ukshartem oisim liyois al yedchem, and you shall bind them for a sign upon your arm. V'hoyu l'taytofis ben enechem, and let them be tefillin between your eyes. So Rashi v'samtem es devorai eile. You shall place these words of mine af la'achar shetiglu, even after you will go into exile. Hayu mitzuyin b'mitzvis. You have to be distinguished through the performance of mitzvahs. For example, anichu tefillin, put on tefillin, asu mezuzahs, make mezuzahs, kadesh la'yiyu lachem chadashim, so they should not be new to you, kashatarzu, when you will return. Chenu oimer, and similarly it says, atzivi loch tziyunim, erect markers for yourself, shteit in Yirmiyo, lamed aleph, pasuk chav. So there it's talking about the galus of Klal Yisrael. So the word tziyunim means markers, is related to the word mitziyamim, meaning distinguished, used early by Rashi. The tziyunim are seen as referring to the mitzvahs which Klal Yisrael distinguish themselves from all other amim. Asher baruch habonim mikolo amim, what is that? That tziyunim, etzivilach tziyunim, erect markers for yourself, meaning the mitzvahs which distinguish Klal Yisrael from other nations while they are in galus. No other nation puts on tefillin, mezuzahs, tzitzis, only Klal Yisrael. That's what distinguishes them from the other nations. Pasuk Yutez, Vili Matatem Oisam Es Beneichem Ladaber Bom. You shall teach them to your children to speak in them. Beshiv Techa Beveisecha, while you sit in your home. Velech Techa Vaderech, while you walk on the way. Uveshach Becha Uvekumecha, when you retire and when you arise. So Trashi Ladaber Bom, to speak in them. Mishosh Aben Yodei Ladaber, from the time that a son knows how to speak. Lamdeyu, teach him the Pasuk Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe. Moshe commanded us the Torah, sheyehize limud diburoi, that should be the natural pattern of his speech. Mikan amru, from here, on the base of this pasuk, Chazal say, kashatinik masach l'dabr, when the baby begins to speak, aviv masiach imay b'loshan ha-kodesh, his father speaks to him with in loshan ha-kodesh. Why is it called loshan ha-kodesh? Because the different pshatim, one of the pshatim is that there's no words for, the Ramban says, for Avari Tashmish or other Nyanam like that. That's why it's Lashon HaKodesh. Umalamdoi Torah, and it teaches him Torah. Vim lo yosakein, and if he does not do so, Ireyu ki'ilu koivroi. It says ki'ilu, he buries him. Meredika Lashon, Shenemar. Vilimadetem oisim es b'neichem adaber bom. You shall teach them to your children to speak in them. Laman yirbu yimeichem v'yimei b'neichem, in order to increase your days and the days of your children, which implies, imasisem kein, if you have done so, yirbu, they will increase him la, but if not, if you have not done so, lo yirbul, they will not increase. Should every Torah in the drashin, mikalal hain lav, with Torah kedashin, from the negative that implies the positive, and from the positive implying the negative. Pasuk chof, uchesavetom al mezuzos beisecha uvisharecha, and you shall write them on the doorposts of your house and upon your gates. Pasuk chof alif laman yirbu yumeichem v'yumei v'neichem alo adam asher nishba Hashem lavoseichem loseis lohem. In order to prolong your days and the days of your children upon the land that Hashem alikecha, that Hashem has sworn to your avos to give them, kimei ashamayim al ha'aretz, like the days of the heavens over the earth. It's like Rashi, laseis lohem, to give them, laseis lohem ein ksiv kam, to give you is not written here, elo laseis lohem, to give them. Mikan matzino lemeidim, from here we find that we learn techias ameisim in ha'Torah, that there's a shayrish with techias ameisim in ha'Torah state in Sifri. Meaning that the Ovis will come back to life and receive the land in person, state in Reim. See, Tchias Amezim in HaTorah, Ayin Gemara in the beginning of Chelik, Minayin Tchias Amezim in HaTorah, all the different drashas the Gemara brings over there. By Shvib and Maftir, Pasuk of Beziki Im Shamar Tishmarun is Kol HaMitzvah, for if observing, you will observe all these mitzvahs, Azois, all of this mitzvah that I command you to do, to perform it, to love Hashem elikeichem, to go in all of His ways, and to cleave to Him. This is an azara to guard yourself very, very much. To be careful with something that you have learned, that it should not be forgotten. Why is it the double lashon over here? Shamatishmar, to tell you that shmiras haTorah means lishmar velasos, lishmar means the chazara. You have to make sure to be zarbet hamuda, shleit yishtakach, it should not be forgotten. Alechas b'chol drachav to go in all his ways. Hu rachum, he is merciful. Ve'atatei rachum. So too, you should be merciful. Hu goyim l'chasadim. Ve'atatei l'chasadim. Your goyim l'chasadim. You should also be goyim l'chasadim. Like Gemara says in Saita. Ludav kavoy and takliv to him. Efshar leimarkein. Is it possible to say this? V'layesh eichlohu. The Rebbeinu Shalom is said of, he is a consuming fire. Elo had he dovek b'talmidim uvachacham cleave to the talmidim of Torah and to the sages of Torah. Umaylani alecha kilin itbakta boy, and I will consider it on your behalf as if you've cleaved to him. So if you can't get close to the gedolei Torah, at least b'talmidei chacham and talmidim, you should get close to. That's a mitzvah of ladovka boy. And the Rebbeinu Shalom says, and Rebbeinu Shalom is going to consider on your behalf, ki'ilu nidbak the boys, if you've cleaved to him. You want to cleave to the Rebbeinu Shalom, cleave to Tamidim and the Tamid Chacham and the Chacham themselves. Pasuk of Gimel, v'hoirish Hashem es kol ha-goyim ha'ilam milufneichem. Hashem will drive out all these nations from before you, v'yirish them goyim gedoilim v'atzumim mikem, and you will drive out nations greater and mightier than you. So k'rashi v'hoirish Hashem, Hashem will drive out. Asisem mashalechem, if you've done what which is incumbent upon you, afani esem mashalei. Benjamin says, I too will do with this that is incumbent upon me to do. Like Rashi said before in Pasuk Yudal, v'nasatim tar artzachem. That's why it says Benjamin Shalem is going to drive them out. Why not Klal Yisrael? Because Benjamin says that's incumbent upon me. I'll do it. If you do what you have to do, I'll do what I have to do. V'atzum mikem. And mightier than you, atem giborim, you are strong. V'heim giborim mikem, but they are stronger than you. Shem lo yisrael giborim, because if Klal Yisrael are not strong, ma shevachu, what is this praise from Shabeichas Amorim, that he's praising the Amorim loimer by saying that Tzumim mikem, they're mightier than you. Ela atem giborim mishar umes, you're stronger than other nations. Vehem giborim mikem, but still the Amorim are much stronger than you. Like we see in Yeshua, the Amorim that gets strong over there. Pasuk of Gimel, kol amachav dalid, kol amachoyim, asher tidroich kaf raglchem boilochem yiyeh. Every place where the sole of your foot will tread shall be yours. Min midbar, from the midbar, v'alavonin and the alavonin. Min anahor nahar peros v'adayom ha'acharoin. From the river, the Euphrates River, until the western sea, yi yigvulcham shall be your boundary. Pasuk of Hay, with that we complete Parshas Ekev. Lo yisyatze vish bifneichem, no man will stand up before you. Pachtechem u'moirachem, yitein Hashem lekeichem al pnei kol ha'oretz asher tidruchu vo, kasher diber lochem. No man will stand up before you. Hashem Elokech will set your terror and your fear on the face of the entire land, where you will tread as He spoke to you. Kasher diber lochem, zot Rashi lo yisyatzev ish bifneichem. No man will stand up against you. Ein li ela ish. I know only that a man will not stand up against you. Uma, but from where do we know a nation, umishpach or a family, v'ish or a woman, bichshafeh with her witchcraft, minayin? How do we know that they will not stand up against you? What's the pshat? Why does Rashi say b'chshafeh with her witchcraft? So Rashi wants to illustrate to us how a single woman could pose a threat to an entire army. Teretz says through kishuv. So how do you know umo mishpach v'ishu b'chshafeh minayin? Talmud Leimer says l'yisyatzev, they will not stand up mikol mokim, in any case imkein ma Talmud Leimer ish. If so, why does it say the Torah say a man afilu ka'og melech habashan? It implies even if he is a strong king, as Oig Melech HaBashan, nevertheless he's still a ish, and the Rebbeinu will knock him out, like we saw. Now, why isn't it said LaYisyatzvu B'fneichem? They will not stand before you. That the nations that referring to the nations that says before, Teretz is that it's implying that even a man with superhuman koyach strength, just as Oig Melech HaBashan, would not dare stand up against them. And furthermore, the pasuk uses the word ish with reference faker to Oig. In we saw in Parshas Devarim, it says Ba'amas Ish in Pasuk Paragimel Pasuk Yudalav. So Ish refers to Oig. That's why it connects much better to use the Pasuk Leisyatev Ish, even like Oig Melech Haboshim. Pachtechem Moirachem, your terror and your fear. Vale Pachadu Moira, but doesn't Pacha terror and Moira fear mean the same thing? So why does the Pasuk say both? Ela Pachtechem, what does it mean? But your terror ala Kraven will be on the ones that are close to you. Moirachem, and your fear ala Rechoykim will be on the ones who are distant. Pachad lashon beisas pislam. The word pachad means sudden fright. Moira is lashon da'oga miyam rabim. The word moira means worry for many days, meaning a long-term worry. Kasher diber lachem, as he spoke to you, ve'echen diber, and where did he speak? Esei mosi ashalach lefanecha v'goyim, I shall send my fear before you, etc. And with that, Rabbi Yisrael, we complete Parshas Ekev. And in conclusion, I wanted to mention a Rabbeinu B'chaya. On the pasuk Chafei, it says Lo Yisyatzei Vish Bifneichem Pachtechem Amoyrechem Yitin Hashem Lekeichem Al Pnei Kol Ha'oretz Asher Tidrichu Bo Kasher Diber Lochem. Zokter Rabbeinu B'chaya Yesh Ba Pasuk Hazeh Ayin Beis Oisiyos. In this pasuk, there are 72 letters Keneged Shem Ben Ayin Beis Yotzei. That's Keneged the same of the Ribbono Shel Olam of Ayin Beis Mimenu Shem Yedua. Nidrash lemevukashov yoidei koicho yagodoy lefachad haderech. That's yedua to the mevukashov, the ones that seek him, yoidei koicho yagodoy lefachad haderech. The ones that know the koich yagodoy lebanishim lefachad haderech. Lefachad haderech. Umasha Omer says kashadibur lachem ki chayin evticham Hashem yizborach in shmoi yischav gimel es eimosi yashalach lefanecho chayin ispal moish rebenu olav asholoim. That the Midas Adin should be stretched out against the enemies in the future. That's the derech of the Ribbono Shel Tzadikim. Kenyan Chakosov, it says, that's the cherub of Hashem. Sheyesh lo yud vav panim. That has 16 panim. Ha'imeres hach ba'ivim. That says, hit the enemies. V'havein zeh and dostav stefashdein. Ki charboi shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu sheyesh lo yud vav pominim nilmar hu ba'pasuk en vayikru chavav en parshas bahar ve'veisi alichem cherev chein oid en yishaya chav zayin b'charboi ha'kosha ha'gedoylu v'achazoko v'chein embereshes gimel v'eslahat ha'cherev ha'misapeches u'kfar kasafti shom. The Rebbeinu B'chai says, I already explained it over there, Mitzvah we'll see in embereshes gimel on that pasuk v'eslahat ha'cherev ha'misapeches. That's Keneged the Cherev of the Ribbono Shel Olam, which is, has 16 Ponim Aymeres Hach Ba'oivim. The Indian of Parsha Zoyz Levayer, the Indian of this Parsha comes to explain, Kim Nishmar is called a Mitzvah Zoyz, Vukim HaToyro. If you can be Shomer this, all this Mitzvah, which is the Kim of the Toyro, Sheyimsar Kodesh Baruch Hu B'Yad Yisroel La'amim HaChazokim Ahem, Sheyirshu as Marishem, that the Ribbono Shel Olam is going to give those strong and mighty nations, and they're going to take over their land. Klal Yisrael is going to fight them. Therefore, the parasha tells us you have to fear Hashem. Who Amar, it says in Dvarim Vav, Es Hashem Alekecha Tira, Shalei Nirim En Akum. Don't fear the goyim, only Hashem. Shamar, it says, Who Amar, Lo Yisira Mehem, Lo Yisaretz Mipneim, Fisha Yiris Basar Adam, Hu Pchisus HaNefesh, V'chisorin Godol, B'chok Yiris Hashem Yisborach. A person fears a flesh and blood, a person of flesh and blood, that's Pchisus HaNefesh, and Chisorin Godol, in the Chok Yiris Hashem Yisborach. Ve'ayori v'chorid mipsar b'basar v'dom. A person is afraid nor of a basar v'dom. U'misaviv moikish u'michshel anafshi. He's settling up a stumbling block for his nefesh. U'mevi alof tzara. He's bringing tzara on himself. Afal pishalei hoiser u'i lovi alof. Even though the tzara was not going to happen to him, nevertheless, because of his zero basar v'dom, it happens to him, this tzara. U'miya ish ayori v'shama Hashem iftachoi. Yinotzil min atzara. A person that has yiras shamayim and shama Hashem iftachoi, then he'll be safe from the tzara. Even though it was right to come from him, but if he's betechen ibonish l'olam, he'll be saved. Chen shleim olav hashalom mazir as ha'odom al midas ha'bitochein mishlei choftes cheredas odom. The fear, the trembling of a person, yitein moikesh, will give him place before him, provide him with a stumbling block. However, uvayteach b'Hashem yisuga, but a person that's betechen ibonish l'olam will be encouraged. Like the pasuk says over there in pasuk of Hey, Nochamol Cherdas Adam Yitein Moikesh. Fear of man, if a person is afraid of a basar adam, will add a moikesh, a sneer, a stumbling block. However, Uboiteach Hashem Yisugah, but one who trusts in Hashem, he will be encouraged. Hashem should give us the koyach taka to be Beteach and Ribbono Shel Olam. And with that, Rabbi Yisrael, we finish Parshas Ekev.